Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Orsulac. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsulac bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Devereaux steals second. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Orsilak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ripken. Guillen moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Orsulak. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Fisk scores. Pasqua moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Paul Kilgus now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Orsulak. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Pasqua scores. Thomas scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Kilgus covering, for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Bell now playing shortstop. Brady Anderson now playing right field. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to third. Sosa moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grebeck hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Joey Cora pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards center. Devereaux fields it and throws to second to catch Raines for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilgus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Grebeck now playing shortstop. Joey Cora now playing second base. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Orsulac is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsulac hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Horn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Milligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sosa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sosa strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive towards the mound. Olson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Melvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Melvin strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Orsolak is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.